Now, back to Body Talk, sponsored by Jewish Hospital and St. Mary's Healthcare, Ski's Family Dentistry, and by Commerce Chiropractic and Rehab. Here's John Ashton.
Hello again. Good morning. This is Body Talk. I'm John Ashton. We have Dr. Karen Nation from Karen Nation Dentistry with us in studio. Good morning, Karen, or Dr. Nation, however you prefer to be addressed. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
All right.
Good to be here.
So now you've been doing this dentist thing for over 8 years, so you basically got it down. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
And you're over by Grater's Ice Cream, Middletown?
Yes.
Yes, it's a wonderful place to set up a dentist. Who came first, you or the ice cream parlor?
Me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I guess they were there for the folks who walk out cavity-free to celebrate. Yay, let's go get some ice cream.
That's exactly right.
One of the things I think all of us have to admit, and even folks in your profession have to admit, is that a trip to the dentist is a tad intimidating.
It can be.
Kind of frightening.
It can be.
And I understand that the folks at your practice tend to understand that and try to talk to people, educate people, and not just say, okay, this is what we're going to do, lay down, and here we go.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I was an extreme dental phobe. And I conquered the fear and became a dentist.
Really?
My husband was shocked when he realized I might become a dentist.
Right.
So I have a lot of experience in the phobia area. And I understand that when people come in that are really afraid, and we kind of do some things to help them through their experience and usually make it pleasant and fun and not so intimidating.
Well, you should get a medal if you can make a trip to the dentist pleasant and fun.
We really do. We have music. We have movies. We have sedation for those people that are really anxious. So, you know, it's about distraction, I find, for the most part.
It is, yeah.
If people aren't just focused on what's happening in their mouth the whole time they're there, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a patient who watched a movie during a crown appointment and was just thrilled, you know. So it makes the time go by faster and, you know, it's fun.
I always wanted to just be able to walk into a dentist's office and say, listen, wake me when it's over. But now you can do that. It's phenomenal.
We can do that. Yes. Usually we don't take you to that deep state of sleep, but there is a pill that we can use or the happy gas that takes the anxiety away and takes the edge off and makes it easier to deal with those issues if you have extreme anxiety.
Yeah. Well, you can put me extreme dental phobe. I like that term. I'm going to use it now.
Okay.
In perpetuity. But yeah, I love that. It's great. One of the things I saw when I was looking over some of the stuff that you do out there at your practice is comp and ears. And I'm going,
yes.
Okay. Veneers I heard of, and I imagine with the ears part at the end, it's maybe something along the same lines, but I've never heard of that.
Yes.
So
it's a new technique recently developed by Colteen Weldent, which is a pretty big dental manufacturing company that a lot of our products come from. You've probably heard of the composite resins, which is just a white filling that you have placed at the dentist. And then the porcelain veneer is what you have placed, the lab has to make for you. That comes at a separate appointment. You know, you have to have temporaries. But the comp veneer is kind of a cross between the two.
Okay.
So it enables the patient to have something that looks better than just a chair side placed filling, but it doesn't take as long and it's not as expensive as a laboratory made porcelain veneer. It's a very thin shell of composite that is actually lab processed ahead of time, and we have them in stock at the office. We can custom shape them and fit them to the patient's teeth, and they're very good at filling in spacing issues, rotations, which, you know, front teeth are kind of crowded or rotated or chipped, and those really help to enhance the smile with a lot less of a cost than the veneer, and it's easier. It's one appointment. You come in that day and you get your comp veneer.
And a lot less hassle for the patient, a lot quicker for the patient, a lot less expensive for the patient.
Exactly.
And I imagine a lot easier for you to,
exactly.
to complete, too.
Yeah, one of the harder parts of veneers is temporization, which is, you know, you have your impressions to make lab veneers, but you have to have the patient temporaries for the time it takes to make them. And veneers are hard to temporize because they want to come off. They're hard to get to look good because they're just temporaries. Patients don't like them.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, cuts that step out completely and gives you a quick fix in the office same day.
Fantastic. And to what degree of dental problem can this be used? I mean, is it for missing teeth or?
Not really for missing teeth. It's more like a contact lens, a little bit thicker, that can go over the fronts of the teeth. There are some really good pictures on their website. We can refer patients to that, that show before and afters, which are great examples of the patients. Anything from spaces to chips to, you know, miscoloring. I've had some patients that have had old fillings placed that have stained and turned color over time in the front teeth. These don't do that because they are lab processed under pressure.
Okay.
They don't have that staining component that you get from a chairside regular filling.
Right. You find a lot of people, when they use over-the-counter products for teeth whitening, because for some reason the advertising people have convinced us all that a bright white, make everybody else cover their eyes kind of smile is the perfection.
Yes, but that is everyone's goal, isn't it?
Yeah, but is that stuff safe for your teeth?
It is. The over-the-counter products usually are a hydrogen peroxide component.
So basically it bleaches the color out or
it's
whatever.
The external surface staining. Mm-hmm. The problem with the over-the-counter components is they usually are a one-size-fits-all type of a model. And the patients I have that have come in that have tried it complain about sensitivity or gingival, which is gum line irritation, and it's because the strip doesn't fit their teeth specifically.
Okay.
It is too big, too bulky, covers the gums, and it bothers them in that respect.
Right.
So, you know, if you have, I mean, those products do work, but they cause more sensitivity. If you have something made at the dentist, usually we can create something custom fit from models that actually, you know, fits to your teeth specifically, and you don't get the gum irritation. We can choose a formulation that's right for you based on history of sensitivity. There are a lot of different bleaching gels, hydrogen peroxide, carbamide peroxide, 10%, 15%, 20%. You know, there are a lot of things out there that we can prescribe, and some have extra components for sensitivity, you know, the ACP. So, you know, when you see your dentist, we can make better choices, and it's not just a one-size-fit-all whitening solution.
That's fantastic. For my personal edification, I just want to ask, is there any chance technology is going to obsolete the need for that gunk that you use to take impressions of people's teeth? Please tell me yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
There are,
lie to me if you need
yes, to. Yes, there are some newer computer models that are being used to actually computer scan the patient's mouth to take an exact digital impression, if you will. That can enable the patient to have a crown made without an impression. And these are a lot newer, very expensive. You know, you're not going to see it at every dentist
right.
for now. But
and when you do, you're going to pay extra, buddy.
They're working on that. They really are. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. That technology, to think that you can have a crown made without an impression is just amazing.
Yeah, that's just one of the discomfortable things that, you know, going through that a few times.
Some people have a hard time with impressions.
I know. And this stuff, they try to make it taste good.
Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
Oof. But anyhow, okay. Now, you sound just in the past few minutes there, kind of got a little into it. I mean, obviously that this is something that not only have you overcome your dental phobia, but you really enjoy this stuff.
Very much enjoy dentistry. I started off in college as a speed engineering student.
Okay.
And quickly realized these people were not for me. I did not like the program. I did well, but I somewhere along the way quickly changed to pre-med, wanted patient interaction, was always a creative kid. And it wasn't till the age of 27 that I actually discovered I was going to do dentistry.
Really?
And start dental school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, eventually we all discover what we want to be when we grow up.
You know, yes.
Some takes longer than others.
Yes.
But that's great. Did you go to U of L Dental School?
I did. U of L for undergrad and dental. Born and raised here in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right. And here to stay.
Here to stay.
Roots run deep, don't they, Doctor?
Yes, my family, my husband's family, we're all here. So,
Dr. Karen Nation from Karen Nation Dentistry is our guest here on Body Talk this morning. And just the enthusiasm with which you handle just this interview, I can't imagine how enthusiastic. How do your patients react to that? It's got to be different. Because you don't strike me as a typical doctor, you pardon
thanks.
The expression.
I appreciate that. We like to call our office a dental family.
Uh-huh.
And my staff, you know, my office manager has been with me for 8.5 years. She's actually a friend from seventh grade. You know,
okay.
Our patients all realize that we are a tight-knit office. My hygienist has been with me for 5 years. Patients love Erica. She's great. We know our patients. You know, you come in right. And we know who you are. We're not a high-volume, quick-paced operation.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to try to spend time with patients, educate patients, get to know our patients, which, you know, with corporate dentistry nowadays, that is kind of falling by the wayside.
It is.
So, you know, when I graduated, I worked for someone, and it was a great experience, but it was more of a corporate model, whereas now I know that, you know, this is how I want to do things,
right.
And, you know, and it's great. You know, our patients appreciate the fact that we treat them like family and not just the next patient.
That's fantastic. Shameless self-promotion because we're running out of time here, but where are you specifically address-wise and how do folks get in touch for appointments, et cetera?
I am in Middletown. It's 13819 Englishville Drive. We are actually right next door to the Grater's Ice Cream in Middletown. Most people know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Close to Lake Forest, just east of the Gene Snyder Freeway.
Okay.
So, you know, our office number, it's 244-6886 if you want to give us a call. We have a website that we're working on and updating. It's drkarennation.com. You can go online and see a little more about the office information there as well.
Fantastic. And I highly recommend you do that because I talk to a lot of dentists on this program and don't run into a whole lot who have the enthusiasm and the down-to-earth attitude that I'm getting from
thank
from
you
Dr.
very much
Karen
I
here.
Appreciate
Dr.
that.
Karen Nation, Karen Nation Dentistry, give them a holler when you're looking for a dental home, and thanks for joining us this morning here on Body
thank
Talk.
You very much.